the masterclass ad.
No, you're thinking about the website masterclass where celebrities.
I thought you were talking about masterclass.
No, 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 that makes sense.
I thought there's an app, like, there's a dancing one.
No, masterclasses in dance is when you go to a professional choreographer to learn.
But I do watch masterclasses on that website.
I've seen a few.
Yeah,
they seem great. I saw Christina Aguilera tell you how to sing on one.
Yeah. Oh hell yeah!
I don't think
now your turn.
Sounds great.
Also, no one's gonna sound like Christina Aguilera. No matter.
Good
what
job.
Is it like that?
No. I was just imagining it.
Like a Dora the Explorer.
But I love Steve Martin's on comedy. Is
can
really
you
good.
Hit the high note?
Can you?
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know about that one. It's like, why would you put that in there?
I think you're an alto.
That's funny as fuck.
You're in the middle of a riff. Good job. You're done.
What are we singing? A flat minor. What are we singing?
Did you ever have Karaoke Revolution, the video game?
Yes.
Or was it Dance Dance, but you had to like sing?
You had to match the line, and you'd be way off, and you're like, whoa.
And then the crowd would be like, ugh.
Oh my god, that was like my favorite game.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, that's so good. But it was so all funny. like not the original songs. Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Did you ever get the dual one where you did DDR and you sang?
So shut the fuck up. Wait, there's two?
I mean, no way. But they would have that just like mat. That was,
I
like,
had
a cart,
it. I had it.
Just,
like,
yo, nothing beat Rock Band though. Like that was
Rock Band was so good.
It took up a lot. It took up a lot of space though. Your mom would be like, "Clean this up." Like, you're like, where do I put this? Living room.
What instrument were you?
Drums.
You killed the
always drums. So I started on drums on Rock Band, and then like I like really started liking it, and I was like, I think I'm gonna do drum lessons.
Did you?
Doesn't convert.
Yeah. No. Not the same.
I love hearing like some of the songs on like the radio
here
or whatever,
I
and
am.
You and it comes, yes,
remember the color
and
the
it comes back to you. It comes back to you, and you're like, no.
What mode did you play on guitar?
Expert? No, I didn't. Oh. Intermediate. You tried expert. That shit was. Wait, what was the one that was literally impossible?
Through
was
the
it
fire.
Mississippi Queen?
No, oh, no through no. the fire and flames.
That
by
was
Dragonheart.
Yes, you're right. Actually impossible.
The worst is when you showed up to like hang out at someone's house and just the dude who's hosting the party just wants to like
show
play
off.
Rock
yeah.
Band. You're like,
yeah.
Well, this is fun.
Or they just
great
have,
job.
Or they just have the demo version.
Yeah.
So there's only two fucking songs to go back and forth to. Like, how can you afford the set but you can't afford the fucking.
I feel bad for our parents just hearing like.
Yeah.
And then just fucking.
So bad.
All right, well, thank you guys for joining us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, this was great.
Thank you guys so much.
Make sure to check out their podcast.
Hope you guys enjoyed it. All right. Should we just rip the intro real quick and then jump into it?
Should we just wrap it up?
Imagine if there was a way to hook up our intro song to a Rock Band.
Oh, like, good. We'd have
that'd
to.
Be sick.
I like that. Should we just get right into the intro?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. Okay. It's coffee time, baby. You guys like that?
That was good.
No way. I'm done. We're almost we're at 90. We're at 90. Episode 97. I think
season three, we're cutting dancing.
No more. We've been dancing for way too fucking long.
You know what I'm saying? Me too.
Okay, well, we have we have a full room today.
Yeah, we do.
It's
we have fucking
hot in here.
Seven people here. Or six people here. Sorry, I don't know how to count.
And then we have TK as well here.
Yeah.
So which is like the eighth. She's like in the.
Yeah, seven and a half.
Say hi, TK.
Hi.
There you go. All right, guys, introduce. How do we introduce people?
Welcome back to Zane and Heath on
Welcome Filter. Back to Zane. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are joined by our lovely guest today.
Hello, I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
Woo! Yeah! From Pretty Basic
yes.
Podcast.
Pretty Basic.
I love that
and,
name.
And we actually just did their podcast. Is that out yet?
No. Should we like time it?
Yeah,
so
yeah I'm trying to figure out.
Each other?
So this is going to come out on Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, shit.
Okay,
when is yours?
So then we
oh, shit. Well, we can make that.
Well, you can post one ever.
We post Wednesdays.
Oh, Wednesdays. Oh, mm-hmm. See, just post Wednesday then.
Okay, yeah, easy, done.
You're good.
Oh, were you about to switch your schedule?
We didn't have this conversation. But, like, we can make it work.
They were just getting people out of the way. They were planning on yours, like, in months from now.
Oh, shit. I don't know which one.
We should probably be doing.
I know, we should. We every time is last minute.
How was it being on their podcast? Were they good hosts? Were they better hosts than you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll be the first to admit it.
They hit us with some hard hitters, yeah.
Did we really?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like there's a smoothness.
That's so nice.
Explain.
Zane and I are not, we literally wing everything.
It is a train wreck every time.
We love that.
It's our brand.
But that's part of the fun. Yes. But yeah, no, it was very relaxing. But then also like super upbeat and fun at the same time.
Oh my god, amazing.
That's so kind.
Make sure to check it out.
Drink together.
We did.
Oh yeah.
So if they didn't want to answer a hard hitting question, they took a shot.
How many questions did you answer? I'm like, how much did you
honestly did you drink and drive combos? Like, you guys are really good at combos and explaining things. So I felt like there'd be one question and then we would talk about it for 5-10 minutes.
And we kind of forget that we're playing a game.
And then we're like, what was the question?
She'd have to reel us back in.
That was your strategy. Let's just keep it going because I don't want to take the next shot.
But we are going to get a little bit of payback. We're going to hit you with the truth or drink a little bit later on.
Oh, yeah. No.
We're giving it right back to you. Good game, by the way. We've never played that one before.
You didn't ask us if we're okay with it. We asked you if you're okay with it.
No,
podcast like etiquette,
that.
Guys.
Yeah.
You literally said, I'm getting fucked up on your podcast.
We got a DD for this one.
It's Friday night. Like, we don't really do Friday night podcasts.
It's usually Thursday. Okay. We keep it low key.
Okay, we were Tuesday afternoon, so you guys were awesome for, you know.
You had to hang around the studio for a couple hours. Kind of like sat there and waited so I could go home. I'm not kidding.
How long have you guys been doing your podcast?
2018.
Almost, yeah, 3 years almost.
Now, whose idea was it? Like, we should start a podcast.
How do you know each other?
Oh yeah,
internet friend. Well,
let's go a little bit further back.
Let's go. How did this happen?
Thank you guys for reeling it back.
So we have known each other for years, and then we met through a mutual friend. No, this is my
Okay,
no,
so
this is my moment. This is my
story. Okay, no. What is your side?
So. I knew we're both like lifestyle beauty people from like, you know, 2010s or so, right? 2010? Yeah, like that
historical.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, geez.
It's been a while.
You guys have been doing it for a long fucking time.
Yeah, she was like 16. I was like 18 when I started. But I always knew her as like the Alicia Marie.
I hate
like,
this
holy
story.
Fuck. Like, oh my God. And I always wanted to talk to her, but I didn't really have that many friends on YouTube. I didn't really have the opportunity to meet that many people. And finally, I go to a beauty con. Do you guys know what beauty con is?
Yeah.
Yes. I finally get to go to a beauty con. The year's maybe like 2014. I'm starting to like grow a following. So I'm like, oh, like maybe, but I'm still like small. So I'm like, I don't know if they're going to know me.
But
so
you could hang.
I was trying. Yeah, I was really trying. So I get to this beauty con party. It's on the top of what hotel?
The Standard RIP.
The Standard rooftop.
Wait, it's still, what do you mean? It's still up there.
No, Standard in West Hollywood is not there anymore.
Wait, doesn't it say the Standard upside down?
It does, but it's not.
Oh, it's shut down.
Upside down means it's closed.
Oh.
It just when
did it shut down because of the pandemic?
I think so.
Oh no.
Can you imagine being that girl who was like in the box? Like, it's your last day. Like, make it count.
Oh no.
People haven't been to the Standard. They're, when you walk in and check in the lobby, there's just a girl who lives in a glass box. And just hangs out there.
What? Wow. Maybe that's why people stop going.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
So go on. You're at the Standard.
So yeah. I make my way up the elevator. I see Alicia Marie. I see like Sierra Furtado. All these like girls that I'm obsessed with, but they don't know me, and I'm so nervous. But I know I had just started going to college in her hometown, so it was like common ground. Perfect. We're gonna be best friends. I can finally say something to her.
Manifestation.
And exactly. I muster up the courage. I'm like, you got this, bitch. You got this. I walk up. I'm like, hi, Alicia. I'm Remy. I'm a really big fan. I just wanted to congratulate you on 50,000 subscribers. Like, that's so exciting.
Wow.
No. She goes, actually, it's 200,000.
Oh, no.
I hate it so much.
Well, how old were you?
You did not.
21, 22.
Like, I did.
You were young and naive.
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed.
Not that young. Not young enough.
Were you
You were young. You were young. So it's like, you know.
Like, it got to my head so quick. But, you know, we've matured since
you're
then.
Aware.
I wasn't that young. Yeah. I think I was like 19.
No. I was in college. So you were like at least 23. 20.
Oh, call her ass out. Yeah, you were like 25.
I was like 20, 21. Either way, not my brightest moment. I don't know why you're still friends with me for that reason alone.
That was my first impression.
I would have been on Guru Gossip, like putting
all
the shit. I've been like, oh my God, that Alicia is a bitch.
I should have.
Isn't it so weird that like your first like 25, 50, 100,000, 200,000, you get the craziest ego. Like that that little amount of growth is where you like feel the most hot shit.
Oh.
And then like after that, you're just kind of like, Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For me, it was confusion. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, we had no idea because we started on Vine. We kind of felt cool because it was like most like community like fans. I feel like everybody in the beginning was like from our hometown. So we like thought we 25,000 on Vine.
Oh, I forgot Vine. Yeah, Vine. We thought we were hot shit for sure.
And people are like, "Oh, you're the Vine guys." We're like,
"Yeah,
yeah." And then after that, you're kind of just like, "Okay, I need to fuck. Like, I gotta check myself."
Oh my god.
You start getting like,
oh, of course,
more into it, and it becomes like you're like,
oh, especially there was one time where a fan came up and said, "Oh, like I love your stuff, whatever, blah blah blah." And then I did like she was kind of lingering. I thought maybe she might want a photo. So I go, "Oh, do you want a photo?" She said no.
That's the worst.
I was like, I'm never ever offering like never. Like,
no,
oh
they
my
have
god.
To ask.
Yes.
Like,
oh, yeah. That was yeah. Nope. Yep. That was embarrassing too. But point being, somehow we kind of rekindled through a mutual friend,
mm-hmm.
and then we both are late bloomers that we talk about on the pod. So mm-hmm. we bonded over that, you know. And a few years ago, I feel like we just kind of had our parties. Stage together.
Yeah. So we both dropped out of college, so we didn't get to party in college.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we finally partied together, and that's what really bonded us.
That'll
together.
Build you
that's,
up.
Yeah.
That's now we're here today.
That's the late blooming, though.
And other
you
things.
Mean growing online or
and
like physically
things.
Or like what?
What?
Like, I just started my period. Me too. Like we're 20.
Cycle sisters.
Yeah.
Oh, no, funny. Like everything. Like we were what. Especially not having the college experience, I think, was our main thing. And then, of course, the content we were doing, especially at the time, was so much for, like, younger kids.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time we actually were, like, 20, I was a little older, so, like, 23, 24, like, we were like, oh, my God, we're partying. We're going crazy. And our fans were like, oh, my God, you've changed. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a big ordeal.
Of course.
So, of course. So, but, yeah, and then we kind of bonded through that.
Yeah, and then we started the podcast because we have very similar teams, and one of our team members was like, we went to dinner with them, and we were telling this crazy escapade story of how I, like, had to climb a wall to get my phone back when I slept over at this guy's house and blah, 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 blah. But she knew, so she was just kind of, like, chiming in and be like, oh, we forgot this. And, like, what happened after that?
Oh, you're telling the story so bad.
Yeah, and so she chimed in, and then we went home, and then the next day he called both of us and was like, you guys need a fucking podcast.
Oh,
and then we started
yeah.
one, and now we're here.
Wow.
But, yeah, I saw you guys hit over 50 million episode downloads on your podcast.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is now because that was a while ago.
She goes, all right, 60 million.
Get out of it.
It's actually, let me do it.
No more talk.
Okay, 200K.
That was a while ago, so I would recheck it. Yeah.
How long ago was that?
Probably like a year ago, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can do it in like a better way.
I know. It's okay. Point being, yes, we did. Thank you so much. Congratulations. Yeah. Thank you.
Good for you.
Our humble queen.
But people hated us in the beginning.
Together?
They did.
Why?
Weird.
Yeah. So I was best friends with another girl at the time, Mia, but we just had her on the podcast, so everyone go listen to that episode because it was really good. So we had a huge friendship blow up. Like, we were like so public, and everyone was just like, what the fuck's going on? And then we became friends, but we didn't really post about it too much.
I was getting literal death threats, people being like, who the fuck is that social climbing girl, blah 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 blah. Ooh, da, 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 da.
Yeah, they don't like new people.
I was just sitting at home like hysterically sobbing, but it took a little time. I feel like after the first year, they finally started to like me.
That's
they,
how this no,
she's like, they still don't.
We're working on it.
Yeah, it's been okay, though.
No, now I feel like they understand our friendship more. Because I think it was kind of like just interesting in the beginning, you know? They're like, you're replacing Mia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I was in the same boat. Because I was replacing Zane.
You got shit?
Yeah, are you kidding me? Everyone shipped you guys more than me. And
it was because I sent them all to your page. That's why.
He's on Guru
Gossip. Call this bitch out.
Call this bitch out.
He was my everything.
I was his everything too.
Oh, yeah. Who's in a relationship now? Both of you?
I am.
Fun.
Just you.
I'm the third wheel.
How long again?
2 years.
Two years. Wow. That's strong. That means you guys fully know each other. It takes 2 years, right?
Is that the thing?
I think that's what they say.
But also being in a pandemic relationship, I think.
Speeds it up so much.
Right.
So what, you're like
years?
I'm at like 50 years now.
50 years?
Yeah, it's like dog years for relationships.
Yeah, it is. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It was rough. We moved in actually.
Dog rough.
Obviously didn't even like plan for this, but I think at like 5 months into the relationship, COVID hit and then we moved in together.
Everybody did that.
Whoa, yeah. Fast move.
Yeah, I was in a relationship in the beginning, well, moved in right away.
She also think bought about an it. Amazing house. So
I did.
Like,
congratulations.
Thank you.
What's the address?
775. I like it.
You have a big
it's
ass
fun
house.
To have a roommate, honestly. Because I used to live alone and it was so sad.
Are you calling your boyfriend your roommate?
Yeah.
Sometimes does he live in another room?
No, no, but sometimes I look at him, I'm like, isn't it cool? We're just like roommates. Yeah. Just like hanging out all the time.
You guys have tours like roommates. You have to do some stuff. He has to do some stuff.
Exactly.
We say that all the time.
It is.
I'm like, yeah. You're my best friend, my girlfriend, my roommate. Exactly. Like all of the above. Yeah. Co-worker.
All of that. Exactly. He works from home now too. So I get to bother him all day long. It's so much fun.
Do you have any pets?
I do. I have two dogs.
Fun.
Yes.
Ooh, what kinds? What breeds?
One is a Shih Tzu Maltese, which she actually has as well. And the other one is a rescue that's a Chihuahua Pit Bull Poodle.
Oh, my gosh.
No, she did. She did the
just
DNA.
The way she said it too. I have a Shih Tzu. Of course you have a Shih Tzu.
What was the name
Fuck
of your
you.
Podcast again?
Nice.
Pretty basic.
Nice.
Pretty basic.
Have your dogs met?
Oh yes. Yeah, they're besties.
I could talk about dogs all day.
Oh my god. Too.
Okay, so what are their names?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Oh, Daisy and Moana.
Moana.
Yes. Yeah,
right? Did she come from Hawaii?
No, that was the rescue name, and I thought it was fitting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Alicia, what's your dog's name?
Rosie and Chloe. Chloe's the mole.
Rosie and O'Donnell.
Rosie and O'Donnell. Rosie and Donald. Yes. That's cute.
Damn, I want dogs so bad, but I can't pick her myself.
I cannot picture Zane taking care of
it. Oh no,
what do I do?
Shit everywhere. It would be
irresponsible. Well, they say dogs look like the owners, so like, what would your dog be?
Oh,
Zane.
No, I can't answer this. You guys have to answer
okay,
this.
Yeah, let's play this game. Oh!
Actually, great game. What dog?
Okay, Zane would be, what's like the goofiest?
A Chinese crested. Do you know what those are?
Oh, no!
Do you know what those are?
Yeah.
Hold on, what is that?
It's a very good looking dog.
Matt is a poodle.
Oh, yeah! Poodle!
Yes. A full size.
A golden poodle.
Or golden
poodle. The one that gets like groomed at the little balls at its ankles and the butt.
I was a Dalmatian.
I think an English
Dalmatian, they look like they're just like.
No.
Okay.
Matt's more of a Dalmatian than you.
I think you're like a Shar Pei.
I gotta see.
You give me a golden retriever.
Yes.
Like, very just like
I'll
happy
show you
to
what
be
I think,
here.
Zane, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Hold on, I'm gonna show you Zane. Does anybody else go on, like, just Google Safari on their phone and you gotta answer fucking traffic lights?
To
just get on the internet?
Oh, wait, just to go on Google, you have to do
that? I click Safari and I can't even fucking.
Jesus.
I gotta prove I'm not a robot.
The one with the crosswalks, you're like, well, that's kind of white in the corner.
And you overthink it. And you overthink it, but it is.
Am I a robot?
So, to me, Zane would be an Australian cattle dog.
No, I think Zane would be the Target dog.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was about to say, he looks like Lord DIY's dog. I feel like
yes.
Lord DIY's dog.
He?
I don't see that either.
No. Like a cattle dog, Australian cattle dog.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
Oh, that's a good, okay.
They're cool dogs.
Hold on, let me see that dog again.
Sometimes he's like a 20-year-old bulldog, though.
Enough.
I was going to say an English bulldog.
A Nerf.
Yes.
Like a white and black one.
Yes.
That's insane.
You're an English bulldog.
What is Mariah? Mariah's a Corinna's
Zane,
dog.
Zane, you're whatever that is.
A rat terrier.
I'm an Italian greyhound.
Oh, I see that.
I can see that.
Why do I see it? I see it, too.
A greyhound. I don't know.
Or like a little minpin. Miniature pincher.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know dog breeds at all.
I don't know half the ones
I
you're
see
saying.
Nothing in my
family
head.
Used to make me sit down and watch the Yukonuba like championship tournament thing when I was younger, so it's embedded in my brain.
I think I'm a Shih Tzu.
You're definitely a Shih Tzu.
Yeah. I see it too. Yes.
A Shih Tzu is the one that's like the hairs are like.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
Just
they
like
got the little, little. They always do the little.
They're like really annoying.
Or
right?
What's the one with the butterfly ears?
A papillon.
Or that.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, I don't know.
What would Alicia
dogs are like Pokemon. It's just there's another breed.
We don't know Alicia too well, so I don't know. But we just gave her a dog in 5 seconds.
Alicia.
An Afghan.
But a puppy.
A what?
Whatever.
Afghan?
I feel like a puppy version. Like maybe like a puppy Dalmatian. Not a full grown Dalmatian.
Oh, that's not bad.
Hold on.
I love that.
This is our Afghan hound. Ready?
Oh my gosh.
I've never heard
does
of
it. Does
it
have
breed.
A turban on?
Got it, bitch. Ah, fucking. Oh. Hold on.
Fuck, that's good.
This.
It's a hit. It's a hit.
Holy shit.
That looks like a greyhound with a wig.
Identical.
this.
What the just fuck? So pretty. Like, the hair.
Oh, my God.
How did that one get into your head?
Yeah, how did you know that? I see those all the time. Like, what is that breed?
They're beautiful. They're such a cool dog.
So impressive.
Like, they just, like, look like a, I don't know.
What are the ones that look like giant teddy bears? Have you seen those?
Chow Chow.
A Labradoodle?
Chow Chow's are pretty.
A Chow Chow?
I don't like their fur, though.
They shed a lot.
They're kind of greasy.
I wonder what they look like when you completely, like, shave them.
You ever seen, like, a poolie?
No.
What the fuck are these breeds?
A poolie.
I don't know.
It's just a Dr. Seuss or something.
We are going through the dog breeds. Sorry. Yeah. Guys. I'm getting like, this is like my topic. I'm getting like really excited.
Red loves this.
Okay, ready? This is a poolie.
Like a poodle collie?
No.
Oh, they look like mops.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh. They have like straight up like dreads.
What is that called? Poolie?
They're so cool.
Let me see.
Poolie. A poolie.
Oh my, whoa, I've never seen that.
I would put some Fabulous on the floor and
stick them in their back and just slide them.
No, take their leash and just.
Look at how crazy that is.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's insane. That's
crazy.
Speaking of animals, though. We heard somebody was on Bizardvark.
Oh fuck. Who?
What's Bizardvark?
That's the one with Lo Jake.
With Jake Paul.
Lo Jake.
Yeah, with Jake Paul. And Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
And who else?
And Alicia.
Somebody's got to come clean.
Guys, Alicia Marie. Alicia Marie.
This is
all
200 show. A TV show?
Yeah,
it's a Disney Channel show.
It's a Disney Channel show.
Is this the one that Jake Paul
was
on?
It was.
Yeah. Remember, what was Team 10? Something about Disney Channel Flow. That's what Jake Paul says. He's talking about Bizardvark.
Oh, and that was
it's everyday
that
bro
on?
With the Disney Channel Flow.
Bizardvark.
Yeah. They kicked him off, right? And that's why he says in the song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. How was that experience?
Like, it was super fun. I was actually auditioning for a different. It was like an Awesomeness TV series. Called Guidance. But while I was auditioning for that, the casting director was like, hey, I think you'd be really good on this other show we're doing. We're having a lot of influencers, YouTubers make cameos on Bizardvark. And I was like, oh my God, guys, Disney? Like, that's my shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially at the time I was doing a lot of like skit comedy stuff on my channel. So it was one of those things where I was like, I'm gonna do this, but I'm terrified to do this because I'm so nervous. But it was super fun. It was definitely interesting seeing how it took a whole week to do one episode. Like a whole, like the, like Monday is like the script read throughs. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are all practicing. And then Friday's the big, it was insane. And
how
I was
long,
like
how long were you in the episode for?
I actually, at the time they were like, wow, you're in it a lot. I was in like half of it.
Whoa.
Dude, I would have a fucking panic attack if I had to study for live for half an episode.
Is it in front of a live studio audience?
No.
Oh, it's not?
No. It's fake now. They're
It's like the laugh track.
And you played yourself, right?
Yeah, it was a cameo. So I was Alicia. Sick. But they made me.
Did the crowd go, woo? Ow, ow! You had to like calm them down. Stand there for like a good five seconds. Like,
break that fourth wall.
So you were a YouTuber on the show?
Mm-hmm. So the whole show was basically about influencers, which was so trippy.
Oh,
like
I didn't know
they
that.
Had it was called, I think Viewgol or something was their YouTube space. So like that's where like the headquarters was. Like it was so interesting seeing them like trying to get on all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just weird.
Did you get to do your own?
Dun, dun, no, dun, dun. I was pissed.
Cameos don't get to have that.
Yeah,
fucking
three shows. They should just let anybody do it.
They should,
even
because
if it's not on TV, just like email it to them.
Right,
just
I feel like
like a little glitch.
Like you would have posted
like a
that more than anything.
Oh my, see, brilliant. But yeah, no.
But you got nominated for an Emmy though for it, right?
Yeah.
For Bizardvark.
Wait,
Meryl Streep, Big Little Lies. Alicia Marie, Bizardvark. Like, her clip just being on the show.
You just see Remy, only Remy.
Yeah.
That's a really funny image. Oh, fuck.
It's like all of these big time names, these dramatic clips. And
this shit, like, I want to see like shit like that. I want to see like a joke like that.
The shorty.
Man,
we're just bitter because we never won anything.
No, yeah, we definitely make fun of it because we're fucking butthurt that we're not on.
Yeah,
it's actually like really fun to go. Like, I feel like everybody has a blast and everyone's just cracking up the whole time.
Oh, and just drunk.
It's hysterical.
Oh yeah,
it really is.
I got real. What award show was that?
I think it was the shorties.
No, I think it was the Streamies.
Oh, I mean,
I was talking about the Streamies.
Oh, maybe I was talking about the Streamies.
Streamies. Wait, Guys.
I thought we were talking about the Streamies, not the Shorties.
Got it.
The Streamies,
I was
talking about the 1 year.
You award-winning podcast hosts here, though, right now.
Oh, you won a podcast?
Right now?
We did.
For what?
Oh,
what?
That's why you guys were silent the whole time.
Yeah, because we want to win next year.
What'd you win?
Wait, we won the Webbies.
Oh, wow.
The Webbies?
Yes.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Stop dissing the Academy.
Oh, yeah.
They're the people who vote. We've lost the next one. We're not winning any awards.
We don't need a fucking trophy to keep this shit running.
We sure would like one.
Well, we got a blank shelf up there. It would look pretty nice up there.
Oh, it could. It'd be so cute right here.
Yeah, behind the fucking camera.
We are so salty.
Ours is silver. It's really heavy. It's like really nice and expensive.
Who gave the speech when you won?
We only had 5 words to say. That's like their big thing. Yeah.
It's, you know,
like,
I would have loved that.
Thank you so much.
She said,
much.
Nude selfies till I die.
Yeah.
Like that Kim Kardashian's one. It's like a big deal.
That was the thing, five?
Yeah.
It should have been 8 words. If it's the Webbies, like a spider web, like 8 legs. Like,
oh,
you feel like it should
I did not tie it together.
Dude, you're like a creative genius.
Yeah,
like that.
Wow.
It's the Webbies.
Well,
that
have
been only 8 words.
Hear me out.
They're holding.
I mean, it should be like tied together.
There's 8 categories.
Right. And it's just like,
Matt, you know that, like, the shitty spider costume with the legs.
Come get your trophy.
Tobey Maguire's in there. Everyone's like, why is he not in a Spider-Man costume?
Because it's the Webbies. It's funny.
It could have been cool.
Yeah.
Who was the most famous person we had on, like, those internet war shows?
Terry Crews. Yeah, he was there, right? I don't know which one.
Hold on, Terry Crews is the
Easy white chocolate.
What won't you melt?
I was trying to think of the movie White Chocolate. White Chicks.
My favorite movie, White Chocolate.
White Chocolate.
Oh my gosh. Should we jump into the hot seat, truth or drink?
We could. Yeah. Oh, bring okay, the shots.
Are you guys drinking with us?
I do not.
Were you doing shots?
Do shots.
Tito's, please.
Yeah,
that's a good name for a dog.
I know.
Tito.
Tito. Oh, what? Tito's from Rock and Power, right? His name was Tito, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait.
I didn't
the long
think about
hair.
That.
I have put that.
What are the other names?
No, Reggie.
No, it's Otto. Reggie. Otto. Reggie. Squid.
Otto. I was
Tito. No, Tito is a little cuz. Tito's is the taco place Tito. On the pier where they would go to.
Wait, where are we talking about? Rocket Power.
Tito is Otto's like uncle or it's his dad's friend.
Okay, so Tito exists.
Okay. Yeah. A little cuz. Yeah.
I hate when Matt yells at me.
Sorry.
No!
We're going to need to separate the two of them for next season. Jeez,
no.
Louise.
No, don't. Because
can I have
be
a water,
worse.
Please?
No, because I like when we match.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So you're going to lie.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sorry, they're so
sweet.
Little.
No, I love it.
No, we gave them the littlest water bottles.
Our friends lost their big bottle privileges.
The shot glasses. Because
they only drink half and they leave half. Yeah.
No, this is cute.
But
I love
they
it.
Still drink only half of that.
I don't know what it is. I'm gonna have to.
That's how much I drink in one sip of water. Like
it doesn't
so
make
tall.
Sense that there's a sucky thing on the top of that.
Yeah, it's so little.
No reason for that.
I love the sippy.
Subconsciously, after I watched the movie Signs, I stopped finishing water bottles.
It's contaminated.
It's got amoebas in it.
Yeah, it's contaminated.
Always leave like a little bit of water at the end just because I think it's weird.
All right, girlies, we have a game for you guys to play. We played this before.
Yes.
Truth or drink, or drink or truth. What is it?
Either one.
Okay.
It's truth or drink.
Truth or drink. We played this on their podcast. We had a lot of fun. You guys should check that out. But we're gonna play it on ours.
We should call it filtered or unfiltered.
Oh, cute.
I like that.
I cannot believe we just came up with a segment. Yes.
Bring the espresso shots. Oh, that'd
I'll
be
play.
Fun.
I will play.
All right. You ready?
Ready.
Okay, first question.
I'm
first question.
So nervous.
My heart is palpitating right now.
So you girls have been on many brand trips.
Oh,
is there
my.
A brand trip you regret going on? Where did you go and what was the brand?
Oh,
because you girlies go on those makeup brand trips.
Oh, there's
all
the
best,
all inclusive. Mm-hmm. Like
must be,
but there has to be one where you're just shit talking about it the whole time.
Oh, we can't. We literally cannot say.
Yeah, I gotta take a shot.
Oh no!
Well, I think we can say.
All right,
I think we can say.
If you give us a little, half a shot. If you don't say the brand,
exactly,
and then you have to do a half a shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
You take the floor. I'll follow.
The floor is lava.
The floor is lava.
Oh yeah, whoever says more, that's who loses the future.
Okay, okay.
You go. Let me paint the picture. I'm at my apartment, chilling. All of a sudden, I get a text from someone who was on my team and said, you'd be an idiot if you don't go on this trip.
I think it was a copy and paste because I got the exact
same. Instead of Remy at the top.
Hey, Remy. So I was like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I didn't even have a chance to say no. I was like, okay, right. Like, this sounds fun. You were going. I only know you. And then, so we went on this trip and it was a very lavish trip. It was very fun. There was a lot going on. But I didn't know much about the brand before going. And again, like, I had so many people in my ear being like, you should go. So I'm like, okay, I'll go.
Also, it was a private jet to Anguilla, right? Ooh. Like, very nice. Except they did make the plus ones go economy, which I thought was hilarious.
No!
Oh my God!
Wait, that's like, bad.
Like, I've never experienced that before. Like, usually it's always like first class, both of you, or like that's you're always hysterical. With your plus one. And they're like, so there's only like 8 spots on the jet. Everyone else has to fly, and they had like 3 connecting flights. They had a boat.
No!
I feel like I didn't even.
The reason why you bring a friend is because you want to be together, but yes. They separate you the first fucking section of the trip.
I didn't even realize it. Like, we get to that private airport in Burbank or whatever, where like the private jets take off.
Yeah.
And I get on the plane, I'm like, oh my God, where's my plus one? Like, I had no idea where he was. I didn't even like consider it. I thought he was gonna be there, but we didn't discuss it.
Right.
And
so that was the first, like, oh, that's not cool.
That was like a little odd. The trip itself was very fun. Like, there were so many things that were great.
It was like this beautiful mansion. Like, beautiful. What else?
The people that were working there were so nice too. They were so sweet. The trip was great. And then I get back and I posted a vlog of the trip, you know, the highlights, so many good things, horseback riding, things. All the comments, like, you shouldn't have gone on this. This company sucks, blah, blah, blah. I got like so much.
And we don't get much hate.
Oh, so the trip was good, but the feedback was bad.
Well, also, as I said, like, I didn't know much about the brand before. And that's what people were mad about, the brand itself. So I was like, oof. I didn't think that one through, and I did feel very bad.
Also, we were the only two who were paid to go. Did you know that?
No, bitch, what'd you say?
That's okay, Alicia. Alicia, come back, baby.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were like...
She's bringing old Alicia back out.
But that was probably...
we loved it.
That was the most lashback I've gotten on something like that, which understandably so. I do understand. But now we're a little bit more choosy when we go on things. We'll take off shot, but don't you have a story to tell them about one of their mutual friends?
No!
What?
Alicia,
come on. Let's have some fun.
I hate this.
This podcast is sick. Come on.
I thought you were going to tell them.
Call her out.
This went down on the trip?
On the trip. And we've never spoken about it since.
Oh, my God.
I find that it's such a good pair. Let it out.
Yeah, let it out.
Let it out.
Oh my God.
No one's going to see this. No one's going to hear it.
No one's going to hear this.
We start playing the
that
white.
That was me being a little bit
headed. I don't get listens.
Bleep.
Okay. We're like, da 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 da. Okay. Oh my God. Okay.
Dun dun.
I'm going to pour us our shots.
Please do. Please do.
Dun dun. Dun dun. Dun dun.
No, it was nothing on them. Nothing on them. Okay. It was just a really awkward situation. So I have social anxiety. You probably can't tell, but I really do, especially then. We're medicated now. We're on Zoloft, so everything's great. But back then, this was like, what, 3 years ago? Two years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Zoloft.
Thank you, Zoloft.
Generic for sertraline. I'm always like reserved when it comes to these brand trips. You never know who's going. Like, it's weird, you know? Like, one person, it can throw it off. So I see that one thing I always do is I'm like, hey, like, tell me the talent who's going, because I want to know ahead of time, you know?
Right.
They're like, don't tell, but here it is. So I see this list. I'm like, okay, I don't know them, but like, they seem intimidating. Okay. But like, it's fine. So then we go on the trip. They're really nice, right? They're not mean, but they're not like overly friendly at all. But I definitely was like a little intimidated. Okay. So we kind of keep our distance, but the whole trip, like, there are these two girls who were very much like separated. Like, they wanted nothing to do with the other girls. And like, you know, all of us are there for a reason, you know, we're all selected to go on this brand trip. So I was just like, okay, like, do you, whatever. And it comes to the last day.
Dude, I think Ethan and I know who it is.
You do, I'm sure you do.
You do, you know that.
It comes to the last day, and again, the plus ones had to go in a whole separate.
I can't believe
we
that.
Had like SUV. There were two SUVs, and then there was like this van, right? So all the plus ones,
golf cart.
And Alicia were, like, got the Prius.
Yeah. Bicycles.
They all go. All the plus ones like leave, and then it's time for us to all go in to go to our jet or whatever.
I'm like picturing you guys in this like lavish room, and they're outside stuck in like a bed on the grass with a mosquito net around. Yeah. And like they're just,
you guys are getting Coachella, they're getting Fyre Festival. Yeah. You guys are getting completely different experiences.
Kind of. But so it's time to go. And I'm one of those people, like when anyone in authority or like even growing up adults were like, say like, they're like, oh, go do something, I'd be like, oh my God, I have to like be first in line. You know, right. Very much like, yeah. You know, whatever. So all of the brand girls are like, okay, guys, like, get in the cars. They've been saying it for 20 minutes, right? So I'm like, oh my God, like, guys, come on, we gotta go. So I'm trying to overly, like, compensate, right? So I run over to the first van that I see, and I'm thinking, oh my God, well, Remy's gonna be with me, so, and we have all our bags and stuff, and I look, and then I open the van, and there's the two girls are in this one van, and I'm like, sorry, SUV, and I open it, and I look up, and I'm like, oh, never mind. And then I close the door and I walk away. And I'm not even kidding. I'm like, they fucking hate me. And I'm like, this is like,
I don't want to be in this car. She's like, oh, never mind. And close
like,
it.
Like, genuinely, I was like, oh, there's not enough room. Let me leave. There was plenty of room. Like, but I didn't mean that.
Right.
No, but like, you know, you did that because you felt intimidated. Right?
It was the wrong wording. You were thinking it. You should have fucked up.
And I was like, oh, never mind. I shut the door. Every other person went in the other car.
But keep in mind, then we're all crammed. We're crammed like this.
Like everyone's
in the van. So we didn't have to be in the other car because we're all so scared. But that was like something mentally that you should have thought. And be like, oh, like, sorry, and like, and close the door. But you were like, never mind, and close it.
Never mind.
You didn't take your soul off.
And not even. Not I was so embarrassed. Fuck. So I'm so sorry, but you know, it's fine.
Take the shot.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah.
It's time.
Good for you guys.
Wait, but on ours, you guys drank. So are you gonna drink with us too?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. But
We would answer the question, but if you guys didn't answer your own question, then
did you make
guys
questions for yourself?
But we didn't. I mean, we could, if we want, we can answer it. But that question, we don't have an answer to because we never had.
I've
like,
never
a
been
trip.
On a branded trip. I don't think
we had one, which we liked. The New Orleans.
That was the only thing was for the Purge movie. That was literally the only like thing we've gotten flown out for.
We
for
loved
a
it.
Did I ever say the story about that one time I got invited on a brand trip to go to Bali for
shit.
The W Hotels? Was gonna
yes,
get paid.
Yes, I remember that.
And I got excited about it. And then
never
I go,
get excited until you're on the plane.
And then I go, "Who's going?" And they go, "Oh, your friends Todd and Corinna are going." And I was awesome. And I hit up Corinna. I'm like, "Hey, Bali, can't wait." Corinna goes, "You're going?" And I go, "Yeah, no, I'm invited to go on the trip, really excited." And she goes, "I thought it was just gonna be Todd and I." And then I go,
"Oh, shit."
And I go, "Is that like, well, is that gonna be a problem?" She goes, "I mean, like, you can go, but like, I'd much rather would just hang out with Todd and I."
Corinna.
Oh, fuck. Corinna's finest moment. Oh, man.
I couldn't believe
it. Did you go?
No.
The way not after that.
It was a paid trip. It was a paid trip.
A paid trip.
I would have been there.
But she, like, Corinna really discouraged me from going. She goes, "You can go. I just don't know why. I don't think you're going to have a good time because, like, Todd's going
to
be with you."
There was nobody to convince you not to go.
There was nobody else. Like, it was just the two. I think just the two of them, right?
It was just the two. Well, no, other influencers were going, but I didn't know them. The only people that I knew were Todd and Corinna. And I was like, "This is gonna be fun." And Corinna was like, "No." So I said, "Oh, no." The way Corinna texted me was in this way where it was like, if I do say yes to this, I'm gonna seem like an idiot. Or like,
she was like, "If I see you there."
Yeah, she would just be like, don't expect that we're going to like sit down and eat together.
We're a separate couple.
So I said no to it. And then they broke up. And then I was like, "Hold on."
She owes you a trip now.
But then I got invited to go to Dubai with them. So then
awesome.
And I got to bring my brother, and that was really
that's
fun.
Okay, that's fine.
But Bali, okay. I'll always hold that against Corinna.
All right. All right, cool. Next question.
We just only had New Orleans. Sorry, we didn't go to Guatemala. Where'd you guys go?
Okay.
New Keep Orleans? For a brand trip?
Yeah.
That sounds fucking
fun. It was for a haunted house.
Oh. But it was really fun to us.
No, it was a fun trip.
They go,
and did you take a private jet there?
No,
we took a hayride. A haunted hayride.
It's crazy these brands have all these private jet trips, but we haven't seen one of those yet.
I'm shocked.
We're just not hot.
It's your right. target market, you know?
Yeah. I genuinely feel like you have to be very attractive to be invited.
All right. Oh, Mariah. I laughed.
She's laughing as she's saying it. So
I'm like,
I had a silent laugh. The audio's going to be like, Zane's laughing at Mariah for being ugly.
Oh my god.
No. Bubba, stop.
I've never gotten invited on a trip.
Easy white chocolate.
Easy white chocolate.
Okay, all right. Okay. You took your shots?
Yeah.
This one, I don't think we need to take the shots.
Yeah, you're fine.
We're good. Okay, next question.
Whoa, what is this? Fucking, they're what are fun. We playing? Paranoia? Who's the worst dressed person in the room?
Oh, that one's
for the record, this isn't my best day.
That one's fun. We had some pretty hard hitters in the last one. Come on.
Looked at my chonklas.
Yeah, looked at
you waiting for me?
Yeah.
It's kind of a tie.
Oh wow. Shit. Now you gotta make two people feel bad, not just one.
I'm not gonna say both.
I think it'll be obvious.
Oh!
No!
This is paranoia.
That was so mean.
I'm fixing myself right now because I know it's me.
No, she looked at two people and then was like, I think it's going
to be obvious. It's me and Mariah. That's why we don't get brand deals for clothing.
Right.
I know it's not me.
Oh, at first I was feeling pretty confident, but... I don't think you're the worst dressed. I think you're the most underwhelming.
Okay, no, wait. Matt, this isn't for you.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, this isn't your game.
Okay, go ahead.
Take the stage.
And why?
I'd have to say.
And what could be changed to that?
Heath.
That's all right. I'll take it.
Oh, the take plot like twist.
I think the brown tones are a little off.
Oof. Okay, watch this. I can fix it. Take the hat off.
No. That's why you didn't like that question.
I'm sorry. It was a close tie for your socks, though.
My socks, these are American Trench. I know they don't match.
They don't match. That's why.
But
they
it's
don't
like
match.
It's like go to hell don't match. Like I do it it's like intentionally. Because if I'm like making it too matchy-matchy, it looks
it's
like
the, it's
I'm
the go to hell like, matchy-matchy.
I think like, yeah, like you wear something that's like, it's like go to hell. Like it's intentionally not matching.
Oh, is that me?
No,
I feel like I do that every day.
I mean, yeah. you're wearing like a Hawaiian Margaritaville shirt with Stan Smith's, which were popular 2 years ago. But...
2 years ago.
I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah. Oh, apologize to Heath.
I did.
And take a shot.
Heath, I thought you looked fine.
It's a vibe. Not my vibe, but a vibe.
Heath, I think you look much nicer than me.
Just drop the Stan Smith's.
Yeah.
It's the only shoes I have.
You got a lot of shoes. That's a lie. I go to your closet a lot.
You have a bunch of Vans, though. But if I wear Vans, I look like a 5-year-old when I'm dressed like this.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. You're good.
Wait,
you're good.
Do we answer the question too? Or
I think you should. It's fine. We can take it.
We played even with you.
All right, well, I have one easily.
All right, go ahead first.
Easy for me.
He picks me.
Alicia.
We don't know the question.
It's the leather.
What was the question?
It's 115
leather
degrees outside.
So what was the question?
Who's the worst dressed?
I'm a leather whore. I love leather.
Remy, I really like the green. It's very poppy.
Thank you so much.
The shoes matching.
Thank you.
What happens when you sit on a leather couch? Does it like stick to you?
No. Yeah, a little bit.
Nobody does my baby like that.
Mm, shit.
That's why I picked you.
Shit.
Remy's like, I picked him too. Okay, Heath, you're up. You get to pick either of them. They both fucked you over.
We did.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, it's not one of them.
Oh, shit. Are you judging like
based on our style
in general? Or like what we're wearing
right now?
Oh, like, Zane. Zane, every other day you're in a hoodie and gym shorts. Like, come on.
Because it's what I'm most comfortable in.
It's what I'm cornered.
Straight outfits today. I'll be honest, I'm not a fan of the high top Nikes, but I'm gonna go Matt.
Oh, what do you mean? Sure. You know what I'd say? Go to hell. Go to hell.
Matt, your top and pants are perfect. Yes, like, on point.
It's so
the
good.
Shoes and socks.
Yeah,
it's the socks.
Because I've been wearing the same damn pair of shoes on this podcast, and I decided to pick a different pair for today. So go to hell. Like,
I think it's time to pay Matt.
I think it's time to not be so nasty and just take it.
All right, I'll take it.
Have you been invited on a fashion brand trip?
He's
going to Fashion Week tomorrow.
I heard it. Yeah, you just got back from Fashion Week.
Oh, that's the thing I wanted to talk about, New York Fashion Week.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You guys aren't there.
We're not.
We're
so
not.
So you should have no say in the outfits in the room.
Yeah, that's
good. But New York Fashion Week did post us the other day.
They did.
So.
Oh, that's sick.
What, they share a story, you tagged them in?
No, they literally posted us.
Did y'all act like you were there? Yeah. Tagging New York, just like dressing up, going out tonight. They're like, we love it.
That's sick. We went a few years ago, but
haven't been asked back. I just want to go there and wear the most absurd outfit.
Me too.
And just stand around outside of something. Just wear a whole outfit in bubble wrap. Like,
I want to look fucking like psycho. Like, I want to look like a psychopath walking through there.
Okay, let's move on.
All right, what do we got next? All right, Zane, hit him with the next one.
Okay, fine. Name something illegal you both have done and regret. And we know you both have.
Come on.
I'm gonna take a shot.
Oh.
Is it getting good? Because you really don't want to drink right now, so it's hard.
So it's a crime.
I didn't eat enough food today.
Get her a snack.
Get her a bag of chips.
We need food.
You want goldfish?
Hold on. Can we get tequila?
Can we bring those cookies that you baked out?
Oh my god! Yes. That sets the foundation.
Ooh. Yeah, you don't have to do a full one.
I would say, what is the phrase for it?
What?
Killed?
Embezzled?
Murdered?
Embezzling?
Yeah.
Money laundering?
Involuntary manslaughter.
Murder.
You don't know what crime you committed?
No, I just don't know what it's called.
Well, you can explain
Indecency?
Oh, no, nice. That's a good one.
You pulled a Snooki.
What did Snooki do?
Too drunk in public.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah, totally.
Oh, you mean you got naked in public?
I mean, I did things in public sexually that I shouldn't have.
And people saw.
But what is that called?
Indecency.
Yeah, public indecency.
Yeah. It's a broad category.
It's great. I feel like we see it a lot.
I saw some public indecency last weekend.
Oh.
We were at the Brig. You know where the Brig is? Down in like Abbot Kinney, down in Venice.
Yes, Venice.
They used to have the good frozes and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
this guy, Patricia and I are standing out getting our Uber, waiting for it. All of a sudden we hear this huge commotion. They're kicking this guy out of the bar. His pants are down to his ankles.
No one to wear.
Balls out. All of it.
Was his shirt like on?
Get off me! Get off me! Pants are down to the ankles. And I immediately whipped out my camera and I started filming it. And dude was like, yo, man, you don't need to film that. But like, I mean, he's not doing it to post.
He's just I cannot believe it.
That is pornography.
Okay, it wasn't
pornography.
It wasn't somebody who was mentally ill. It wasn't somebody who was homeless. I wouldn't have done that. If it was someone who I knew was like clinically crazy, I'd be like, no. It was like the what did they call the opposite of a Karen for a man?
Like a Kevin.
It was like a Kevin. Like, this dude was like a clean cut older man in his 40s who just had a little too many, and I think just dropped his drawers at the Brig, and they were carrying him out.
What is that?
Do you think that the pants dropped before he was getting kicked out or after, like as retaliation?
Before. I think right when he dropped his drawers.
I was thinking afterwards.
No.
Yeah, maybe he was getting kicked out and he was like, fuck you.
Maybe he fell to the ground and tried grabbing him and he was running away.
Oh, and
yes.
I'm just surprised as the guys grabbed him, I'm surprised one of them didn't like pull it up or something.
Yeah. He's a pervert.
Or was that just the punishment?
I was in shock. Honey, I was.
Shame.
Yeah, you were like. Oof.
I couldn't even move. I was frozen.
Oh, I had to film it, but you can't see the what he was working with. But I thought it was indecent.
It was.
So,
Alicia,
I definitely took a shot.
Oh, you did take that shot.
I did take a shot.
Oh, wow.
Very good. Right. Okay. That means it was really bad then. Okay. You're
like
a criminal.
I feel like all my stories I can't tell publicly.
She's just throwing it over her shoulder. I'm like, and it's just seeping to the back.
The fake plant.
All right, Zane.
Do you know mine?
I've done a bunch of shit with you that I can name right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to take
it. What else do you got?
I mean, I have other ones, but this one I definitely have to take a shot.
It doesn't have to be the worst. You can just say one.
No, it's something illegal. I read it wrong. Something illegal. Okay.
What do you think it was legal?
I thought most illegal. Oh, like the worst of the worst. Okay, so I'll still take a shot because you guys already took three.
Thank you.
And I feel bad. Me and my brother, we would, because I was trying to impress his friends.
Are you taking a shot or are you telling the story?
He said both.
Did both.
Oh.
It's on Zane time. You know, it's just like,
yeah. you know, it's just like, welcome to the Zane show.
We don't make the rules.
I would sneak out with my brother. Like, my brother would go out with his friends all the time and, like, break into cars. And so one night I was just like, can I come? And he was just like, fine. So I came with, because I had, like, you know, I had no friends and, like, I was trying to be friends with his my brother's friends. And we'd go out and, like, we were, like, just going into these cars and break. It was awful. I was, like, 15 years old. And
have you ever watched The OC, the show?
No. Or The Bling Ring?
That is the start of The OC, exactly.
Oh, really?
Are you in The OC?
Exactly.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I was on set.
I could picture the comments, like, backing Zane up. He was just trying to fit in. But if any of us said that story, they'd be like, fuck you.
You would really do that? You know Zane is easily susceptible to peer pressure.
But that was the last time I did that. I felt really bad for it. And the thing I stole was, like, a pocket knife.
Yeah,
and
what'd you choose?
What do you mean?
You got what you stole.
And it's right here.
It doesn't go into, like, the bucket and everybody shares it.
No, I meant, like, you're in the car, Halloween candy. Like, what do I take?
Yeah, pocket knife or Nelly Furtado CDs.
Oh, like, oh yeah, there was nothing. Every car
now
was,
like,
nothing.
Now that's what I call 25.
Which is the most...
The binder.
He's going to the CD.
The binder. But they're all blank ones with written, like, summer 05.
That's
pool
funny.
Party mixtape.
I never got anything good in the cars. It was always my brother and his friends that got the iPod, the
money. Did they ever get caught?
No.
Did you just incriminate them now?
Until now.
I mean, if they're going to go back to 8 years and figure out what neighborhood we're in, sure. I mean, it's going to be hard to figure that one out.
That's bad.
I know.
I've never done.
How do you sleep at night?
That's a crime.
With a pocket knife under
ambient.
Actually, he sleeps at night with Wi-Fi.
I feel like there's nothing really I can do. Like, back then, I felt really bad. I wanted to return the knife, but I didn't know who I stole it from. Yeah. So at least I thought of it.
Yeah.
What was I going
to
do?
They would want you to have it.
Where were we?
Something illegal that I've done and regret. I'd say.
I feel like we just keep adding on to the question.
Oh, wait, there was regret involved?
What?
I didn't know there was regret involved.
She doesn't regret.
I gotta change my
answer. I think we just kept adding on to the question.
Can I take the shot in front of the camera first?
Yeah,
before
go ahead.
So I can prove.
Okay. He wants his moment.
Yeah.
No chaser? Damn.
I would say drugs.
Just period.
Drugs in general.
That's good.
Would you like a list?
Elaborate?
No. We don't gotta draw it out.
Your shot drops.
we don't have time for all that.
I would say regret and half regret, because everything I feel like I've done has made me who I am.
Yes. Yes.
I might be slower.
I might be slower.
However, I am who I am, and I can't change that.
And we love you for that, baby.
Thank you very much.
I bet Matt's got something good.
No.
I've been thinking about it.
Matt would pull out some, like, really, like, white collar crime.
Yeah.
No, if anything, it was like I probably did an illegal drug somewhere at some time. But I enjoyed it and it changed
my
life.
No regret.
No regret. No, I've never.
Matt's not that nerdy.
Keep the socks. All right, next question.
Next question.
Nobody wants to hear about my hit and run.
Yeah.
Bubba.
I was like, oh, I was like, do tell.
I got absolutely nothing. Right. I'm a scaredy cat.
Yeah.
Pussy.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say that. I was too scared to say it. Is it illegal?
It's illegal to wear that blazer.
It's coming off.
I'm kidding. You look very nice.
Thank
Watch
you.
every time you say anything,
Papa, you look hot.
anything remotely nice to where I am.
Everybody say something nice about each other. Go.
Oh, let's go around the room.
I really like your socks.
I was just kidding.
Oh my god, get in my socks.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on.
That's no fun.
Yeah, that's hard to do that.
Get it.
All right.
Matt, have, not now, Matt.
Have you?
What's the question?
Go. Hold on, I just need a little tip.
No, Matt.
Come on.
Well, hey, are we gonna hear that? Like on his? Yeah. Like, on his
no,
like,
no, 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 no.
You
no.
look like a chip. Like the name.
The name? Chip?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah fucking. You
oh
look
my
like
God,
a fucking
yes.
chip.
That's
Chip.
Chip Skylar.
Oh, the name.
Chip Skylar.
I shine a teeth in.
I have it on my phone. I downloaded it.
Is that your like alarm?
No, oh, it's man. Not. It should be.
Okay.
It's her reminder to brush her teeth at night.
Actually, yeah.
Okay, you ready? Are you done, Matt?
All right.
All right. Have you ever had a secret relationship with someone? And if so, who?
I have not.
Define secret.
Like no, my answer is I have not.
Cheating on someone or you're keeping it away from the
you're
public?
You're keeping it away from the public. That is a secret relationship.
No, I have not.
I feel like you're nice.
Well, that's boring.
So wait, you're in a relationship, you're not. Have you been seeing someone? Mm-mm. Then who was the last person you hooked
wait,
up with?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Baby, you don't think we structured these
He's
questions in order for a
I
reason?
I know.
Sorry, a little whoa Vicky came out of me. All right. Okay, ready?
Yes.
This
ready.
Is the hard hitter.
Okay.
Have you
wait.
Ever...
Hold on, you didn't answer it.
Oh, I have to answer?
Oh my God, yes. Go around, go around.
Oh, no.
Not the pause.
Oh. No, not the line.
You can see the...
Same.
All right, I'll take the shot.
I had one, too.
Oh.
Yeah, me and Tana.
Till now. There's fan accounts doing Matt and Tana.
Boom. I feel like I'm in the fucking hot seat. This is not fair. These questions are for them, not us. Okay, all right.
Have you ever hooked up with another celebrity/influencer? And if so, who?
Oh,
thank God Remy's
no.
Golf.
No. My answer is no.
I have not.
Wow.
Really?
What? Hold on. Wait. What?
I know. Drama.
Wait.
Drama.
11 years in YouTube.
Yes.
And
not okay, one
to,
person of interest
to
that
be
you
honest,
hooked
there's
up
not
with.
That many straight guys. Like, truly. Truly.
Well,
is it because
what the hell?
Alicia, is it because you don't like are you like you stay home a lot and when you go out it's like makeup events? Like what is it?
I mean,
it?
I will say my preferred place to go out is WeHo, so that does say a lot, you know?
Yeah.
But also yes, you know, there's not many.
You don't go to like VidCon, you don't meet like other
I mean, I'll go,
dudes.
But
that's
no.
once a year.
Yeah.
That's,
we told
I don't
you
know.
We're late bloomers
late
too.
Late bloomers.
Yeah. So wait, well then can I ask, so you're the single one, can I ask it now?
Yeah, Matt, sure.
What
yeah.
are you dying to ask?
Well, I'm dying to ask because she's in a relationship. You're the one who's single.
Yeah.
But you're not dating anybody now.
I'm not.
But when was the last time you hooked up with somebody?
Can I just say, this is like all of the people that listen to our podcast want to know, but we just don't ask the questions, so I think they're going to be happy
shit.
That we're here right
oh,
now.
Oh, thank God. Remy, thank you.
So
no, I mean that. I do. I mean that. You know what I mean?
Touched lips with somebody else.
I don't know.
You don't know?
God.
Well, so it hasn't.
Like a month ago.
A month ago,
just wow. a little fling?
Yeah, just a little fling.
That's fair. That's perfect.
You know.
That's perfect.
It's cute.
Did
cute.
You go back to anywhere?
Back?
Like,
she's
did
like,
it this- happen at a party, but it, or did you go home?
No. Okay.
No. What? What are you looking for? What's your type? Because yeah. we can maybe set her up with
oh
people we know.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, I'm not looking to get married, so I think that's like a good thing to just state, mm-hmm. you know.
Oh, she loves this.
Set the tone.
She was I'm ready like, for
she's
this.
She's practices in her mirror.
Gosh. Obviously, they have to like respect what I do, but also like. Not an actress who's like or actor who's like, you know.
Did you just come out?
I did.
But do you want them to do similar things as you, like to be in the industry, to be an entertainer, to be a personality, or would you rather them be a little off the grid?
I'd rather them be like in it, but not doing what I do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, like a painter.
No, they, like not
they
social,
get it.
Not
yeah,
social
yeah, yeah.
media,
but entertainment.
Yeah,
like maybe a comedian.
No comedians. I don't know how I feel about comedians. Okay.
Funny.
Zane is stressed.
coming in like 30 seconds later, so I'm just like, okay, all right.
I'm trying to think.
Do you like a manly man?
She likes like a douchey guy.
Oh.
You want someone that doesn't treat you well?
She wants like a little like...
Don't say fuck boy. What was that?
A little fuck boy. Like a little, just a little bit.
Oh, get the TikTokers in.
No, I can't.
No.
They're too young.
I just want them to care how they look a little bit.
Oh, wait. She said fuck boy. What about Jeff?
No. I want them to be able to like jump and then be able to hold me. You know what I mean?
Okay. Oh.
Did you just diss Jeff? Yo, Jeff, you heard that? Fuck.
You just gotta be careful, like this side of his.
Matthew?
He'd be making the same jokes if it happened to me.
I love
rest my case.
Love
you
it.
Can put
I
it in.
I love like when it's not anything like that bad. But
you guys are always like, stop making fun of his face. And I'm like, it's.
We'll it's tear Jeff apart, Matthew. But as soon as Matt says something.
Enough is enough. Matthew.
Wait, how tall are you?
5'7" and a half.
What about Hunter?
Hunter March.
Oh my gosh.
That'd be cute.
Just, remember
no,
he
wait. I thought Hunter March
type?
Was married with kids.
We were. You weren't there.
Oh. Wait, I love that for you.
Wait, he just
Hunter's
described
amazing.
His type.
The host of Sugar Rush.
No, we're
just
we're
buds.
Buds. We're
said.
Buds.
Oh, you're
you guys were awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We were also
Bizarre
born
Bark.
On the same day. I feel like it's
well,
so
I'm already trying to set
April
oh, that
fifth.
April 5th.
I'm April 5th.
Wow.
Whoa.
Fuck up.
Yeah, he has my same birthday.
Oh my gosh.
Weird. That's cool.
That's why you're like the same person.
Hell yeah.
Aries.
Yeah, April 5th.
Yes, Aries. What the fuck?
Alicia,
oh,
Heath is single.
So weird.
The way she's looking at him is like.
Mariah's like.
I'm like this.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
When's your birthday?
Funny.
February 7th.
Fun.
Oh, my God.
No, shut the fuck
Zane,
up.
That was good.
That was good.
That was good. No.
Bumble or Raya?
Both.
Right?
Both.
Both.
Sorry, that was funny.
I picked both. Things up and put them down.
Bumble's a lot of fun. I really
Bumble's
like
fun,
Bumble.
Bumble's fun, because you just message. You're like, hi.
What's your opening line? That's your opening line?
Okay.
You just go, hi?
Yeah.
Like, oh, really? Yeah. I've only gotten one hi. Like out of everybody I've matched with on Bumble.
Is that not impressive if they just say hi? I always wondered.
It's just too much
like
work.
What's a good opening Sorry. Line?
Hi, are you Matt from David's vlogs?
You were about to say Zayden Heath Unfiltered.
I wasn't on Bumble during Yeah, maybe I was in the beginning.
He would have put himself in a trap if he said that.
Are you Matt from Hoot and a Half?
If the girl says hi, the page has to make up for it.
Mm,
yeah.
Well, fuck.
You know
me.
What I mean? Does your page make up for your highs?
I would hope so.
Are you, do you have like funny pics?
I haven't looked at it in a while.
You're not on it anymore? You're kind of
really?
Over it?
I'm kind of over it right now.
That's okay. And hey, take your time. Take your time. Love is a slow path. I was trying to come up
Love
with
is an open
road. Like, you know what they say. Love is a slow path.
Insane.
Put that on a shirt.
You trying to be a hit?
It's about to be so good.
Roll the merch out.
Love is a slow path.
You know what they say.
I gotta pee.
Oh my God, me too again.
Me too.
Love is a slow path.
So Alicia, you don't want to get married?
Not really, great. Not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow, but like your next.
Like the next
fuck
day.
Where did that come from?
Like maybe
well,
like a week.
Well, she said it earlier, but we were talking about like.
Right now.
Like
wants,
right now.
You're down to like date around.
Yes.
It is. I feel like it's hard for me to see myself married in the future, though.
Ever?
I don't know why.
Like, especially now. I'm like, ugh.
I can't wait.
Oh my God. See, none of my friends are like there yet, really. You know?
Okay, so you've never hooked up with another celebrity, right?
No, I don't think I have. Not that I recall.
That question was about
no for me.
35 minutes long.
You ever hooked up with a celebrity or influencer?
I sure have.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Does it say, if so, who? Oh, okay. I'll
you made out with Laura Dern that one time.
Laura Dern.
Oh yeah, Laura Dern.
That's kind of iconic.
Uh huh.
She's great.
Yeah, she had Big Little Lies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pre marriage.
What about hall passes? Do you guys have? Well,
Chris Evans.
Quick.
Of course.
I think about it a lot.
Your boyfriend's not gonna like how quick you said that.
He knows.
Mariah and Heath, do you have a hall pass?
Yeah.
Like with?
I don't believe in that shit.
Really?
Oh my god.
Oh.
No wait. I thought if hall pass is make just like it a
happen.
Joke.
But like, I was gonna say, I say it with such certainty because I know it will never.
But what if it
happen.
Did?
But then, yeah, Patricia, but we're in a world where it is possible.
Do you think if it came to the moment,
no, I wouldn't do it.
Wouldn't, right? Say Heath and I did have somebody in mind. And say the other person was like, yeah, go for it. If I was like, support, like, yeah, go for it. That's your hall pass. He won it. And if he did the same to me, I won it. If he was like, just do it, I'd be like, no.
I think the hall pass is the idea.
No matter what.
It's like the.
I would be very disappointed in the fact that you think that however many minutes is worth our relationship.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think either of us have anybody in mind. So okay. You're just, I don't even think of anybody like
an. Oh, I always have someone in mind.
Well, you're single, Zane. You better have someone
in
mind.
No, here's the thing.
Next.
Yeah.
All right, Zane. I get why you're here.
All right, Zane, hit them.
Right.
What was the most embarrassing drunk experience you've watched each other go through?
Oh, that's a cute question.
Great question.
Does this have anything to do with the beach? Remy?
Is there a note on that TV that says that?
No, I just actually.
Really?
Not. Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like TK definitely like slid that one in.
I mean, luckily, I don't remember anything that happened. But someone reminded me the next morning after.
I'm guessing that's you, Alicia.
I think so. This is truly the story that solidified our friendship.
Oh, look at that.
Why didn't you say it when we asked? What made you both?
It's a little traumatizing. And my mother did ask me to never speak about this.
She won't say this.
Yeah, she won't listen.
She doesn't know we exist.
I don't remember anything. So please paint the picture.
So Remy's mom, she's not saying it. So she is
Mommy
going with the
it
deal.
Out. Actually, well, so this story we've referenced. This happened before our podcast started. And so... it's truly, I think, my most embarrassing moment of my entire life.
Oh.
We can take a shot, though. We can't take a shot.
Oh, my God.
We can take a shot. I didn't even think about that.
Did it have anything to do with the indecency?
Truly, it's not that.
Oh, it's that. So we kind of know what it is. Then.
Okay, we're putting the pieces together.
Yeah.
There's more to it.
We can tell the story, but... So, sorry, I've never thought to tell
Remy,
this story.
Nope, right back at you.
Gotcha, bitch.
Oh, fuck, you're right. Okay.
I feel like now it's not that big of a deal.
No, it's really not that bad of a story either. It's just...
All I'll say is Remy has a really bad gag reflex.
Fuck you!
Oh, my God. Oh, wait. You don't even need to finish the story.
That was quick.
That happened on a beach.
Wait, hold on. I just have the whole stories in my head right now. Like everything is now in order.
I will tell you the details if you want to hear the details.
Welcome to Unfiltered.
No. Let's hear your side and then I'll say my side.
I'm gonna take a shot and then I'm gonna tell the story.
Let's take a bite of the cookie that
you're
talking about.
Take a shot.
All right.
Fuck.
I feel bad. I feel bad.
Hey.
I'm kidding. I don't.
He's like, this is. The I was just TikTok
trying to. I was trying to capture the audience's hearts.
Yeah.
To bad gag reflexes.
Matthew?
I'm not doing a shot.
Then you're off the show.
I can't burp.
Is everybody in their seats?
We're ready.
Not
buckled
yet.
Up?
Not yet.
You know what's embarrassing about this, though? What if it's like really anticlimactic? And
that's what I'm saying. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, but that's why you have to...
No, it's just funny.
Go into detail. Okay. So, as I said, we were late bloomers, and I was a young virgin, and I found someone that I set my eyes on and became obsessed with.
Oh, is this the man we were talking about?
Yes,
on your podcast?
Doesn't it make sense now?
Full circle.
It was really sad, and looking back, it's really embarrassing. But
this bitch would make us. She'd be like, "Let's go out in Hermosa," and then we would go there, and then she'd be like, "Oh fuck, he's in Venice, guys. Let's go to Venice. It's just like 10 minutes away."
Yeah.
We all have very embarrassing moments.
It's just, you know, it's fine.
I would tell them that I wasn't going to go, and they'd be like, okay, I get in the Uber, turn off my location, sit for my 45-minute ride. So,
downtown, too.
This day specifically, I remember I was so down bad that he told me he was, like, playing... soccer at the LA Live, like in like a tournament at LA Live, but like but like not in the Staples Center, like in the like courtyard yeah. area.
It's Noah Beck.
So, so they tell me they're playing soccer. I'm like, oh my god, wait, I'm so free. I cancel my whole day. I go and I stand by the like the fucking like net fence.
Oh, it's like a movie. Stop. It's like a fucking movie.
So, the whole day I'm just like, oh, yay! I'm oh my god, Sarah, go!
Oh, I love that.
Go!
Go and fight, win!
Exactly. I was like, touchdown! And so then it ends, and they're like, oh
how,
my god.
How long ago was this? She's like, just a year ago.
Yesterday? This was like 4 years ago or so.
Oh, not that long ago.
That was a long time ago. So then they're like, oh, soccer's over. Do you want to like hang out? I'm like, totally. So me and the guy and his friend go back to my apartment because I live in downtown down across yeah. the street. So we go across the street and I'm like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? Like I want to hang out with this guy all night long. And Alicia texts me like, oh my god, I'm out in Venice, we're having like, we're at a birthday party, you should come meet us. So I go meet her and then blackout, and I remember nothing from the night except for like, you know, when you kind of like brown in, brown out, brown in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember like,
what do you remember?
I remember being in the water and then being on the sand and then pew, and then like being in the water and then like straddling on the sand, and then I remember stumbling back to an Uber. That's all I genuinely remember.
Okay. Meanwhile, I don't black out.
Fill in the blanks, Alicia.
Yeah, I don't black out, so I like remember everything. That's my thing. So usually, whenever we go out, I'll be like, no, 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 this happened. And she'll be like, really? And I'm like, yeah, no, this happened. So this night I was out for a good friend's birthday. We were in Venice. And I remember you came with these two guys. One, I was like, oh my god, you're really into him. The other one was like really not cute, but we were really pushing for it to be like a double thing. You know what
like,
I mean?
Yeah, it's like you're being a wingman.
Oh, I'm great. But
you're doing your job.
Yes. But the birthday girl that I was with wanted to keep partying and all her friends mm-hmm. left. So I was like, okay, she has to come with us. So it was like five of us, okay? So it was a little odd, but it's fine. So we end up being like, oh, fuck, the club closed. You know, it's 2 a.m.
You know when, like, the lights come on at the end and everyone, like, and scatters? Like, uh-huh. That's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So then we're like, oh, why don't we go to the beach? You know, it's right there. We're in Venice. So then we walk over to the beach, and we're sitting, and then her and this one guy are, like, behind me, and then I'm sitting with the other guy and this friend, and I remember being like, if my friend wasn't here, I'd probably be hooking up with this guy, but, like, at the same time, he's not that cute, you know what I mean? So then we're just sitting there. Literally, we're talking, like, so how's the, you know, the weather was great today. Meanwhile, I'm like, did I just hear what I thought I heard? And I was like, oh, fuck. I know Remy's gag reflex because whenever I spend the night and I hear her brush her teeth, I know
fuck
her gag
you.
Reflex.
Oh,
and I'm sitting there and I'm like, so the weather, like, yeah, like, it was really, yeah, it's beautiful. How do you like LA? Whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I'm hoping he doesn't turn around because I'm like, oh, my God. Like, what do we even fucking talk about? And then
At this point, you're where exactly?
On the beach.
On the sand.
But like,
okay.
They're
5 feet away.
Yeah, I was gonna say they're like in a line here.
Their sound travels.
And then
on the
I'm
beach,
right
like,
here.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting there. And I go
the waves sound different.
The waves.
So then I go, I turn around. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Like, that's fine. Wing woman, channel it. I'm like, okay. The weather, you know, it's like great. The waves so pretty. I forget what we were talking about, to be honest. It was very quiet and we heard lots of noises and we were like, oh wow. And the next thing I know, she's like, we're going to the ocean. They go to the water and like swim.
Butt naked.
But I can't tell you anything that
oh,
happened.
I was just kidding. Butt naked.
No, I literally can't tell you. I don't know what happened.
You were in leopard shorts and a black bodysuit, I think.
Cute.
Remy, you were living your life to the fullest.
This is my fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was my
you were living
fantasy.
Your fantasy for one night.
For one night and one night only.
You know what? Whatever. No one's going to judge you for that.
No judgment. So they go to the water and like 15 minutes later they come back and I was like, damn, I probably should have checked if like they're okay. You know what I mean? Like
they're caught in a rip current. They're trying to swim parallel to the
is that a buoy?
Like this bitch is blacked and I was like, oh god. And then again we're still just like the weather. Like, yeah. They come back, we hear more noises. I look over, she's definitely giving head like 2 feet behind me. And I'm like,
I knew it!
Oh my god, I'm like, yeah, okay.
No. I'm like, make eye contact with someone?
With him, yes! I was like,
oh my god,
okay, cool. No,
just a salty pretzel.
Yes, very, very.
Suck it on a salty pretzel.
Very. And yeah, I mean, after that, they did go back to the water one more time. And then I would love to
know what happened in that water. Like, no, I would love to know.
You're swimming, having fun,
experiencing,
laughing,
living, making memories.
Exactly.
You know what I heard about blacking out? It's not that you don't remember. It's that your brain literally has to shut down something for it to still function. And it's your ability to make memories. That's why you black out. Yeah.
Whoa.
So
that's
apparently so. Fact check that on. Yep. Please fact check that.
You did not just make that.
We don't fact check that.
We're going to have a psychologist. It's like, cat, no cat, cat.
Top comment, psychologist here.
Get the engagement up. I think that's what it is. I heard that before.
But here's what I'm wondering.
That's interesting.
I remember at the very, like, we Ubered home. Were you, like, you went in the, you truly went in the ocean. Were you wet?
I have no recollection.
Oh, she,
like,
was wet.
She was wet.
Fuck you.
No.
How'd you get three words in of that line before you even said it? How'd you get three words
in? Because my brain.
But the next day, I was told what happened, and all I thought was, damn.
No, she went, I went in the ocean.
Oh, first I said I went in the ocean. Second of all, I said that's a good friend, and now we're best friends and have a podcast.
Yeah,
good for beautiful.
Everything happens for beautiful. A reason.
It really does.
So what was the question again?
The question was embarrassing drunk experience. So that was clearly
that was mine.
One. Yeah.
Okay, yours.
Oh, that was just one.
Okay. I can say mine.
Oh. I thought we were telling each other's.
Oh, I mean, I know mine.
Say yours, because I don't remember anything.
Her drunk experience was her eye contact. That was her craziest.
Telling us the same story. We're like, we just.
Like, wait, 20 minutes that, later, we're like, wait.
In detail. That was it. I think
and then
mine.
He looked up at me, and we made eye contact.
We're like, right.
Is no, I definitely threw up on the 405 one time.
Like, oh, yeah. The 405, like, pulled over to the side.
On the 405. But wow. I kind of take that with pride.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
You had an audience.
I did. I was like, Uber. And he was so cool. He's like, I got you. And just pulled over. I was like, wow, you're great.
You should have made it a show. You go in the middle, just like
tap dance. Yeah. Dun, dun, yeah. Dun, dun,
yeah. The beginning dun, of La La Land. Everyone gets off with all the cars. Just like,
what is going on?
That's me.
That's funny.
No, I just picture like roller coaster tycoon where people are throwing.
Oh,
up.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I feel okay. Karaoke Revolution, Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Classic.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Classic.
Let's do Twitch, guys. Let's just stream those games.
Should
the
we?
Entire time.
I want Everything to. Else goes I to want shit. To. We can do that.
I wish it was easier, though. It's like fucking rocket science trying to get that shit up.
To Twitch?
Yeah.
No, it's
Zane,
not.
You guys tried it for is. A second.
But we know we
no,
did,
No, we tried
though.
It. We tried it twice, and everybody was, your volume's too high. I can't hear anything. Turn it down. Turn it,
was it
up.
Rocket science.
So you
we
just
tried.
Gave up?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
We gave up. Mm. We did. We did the whole room and everything.
We want everybody to be happy. And as soon as we say one person, we're like, pull the
throw
screen.
Throw in the towel.
Cut it.
We did learn that Twitch like watchers or Twitch viewers, whatever, they're the biggest trolls. So they will do that just so we're freaking out and like
just
trying to figure
so you
out
quit.
When we're perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sucks.
We spent a lot on our set.
And it is in my closet. It's waiting for us, ready
Wait,
to go.
Wait, it was a separate, it's not this set?
No.
No, the Twitch, we did like
you
a Twitch.
You had a Twitch set?
Why do you have a knife?
No, we didn't.
I don't
for
know.
For Twitch? Zinni Heath Unfiltered, what the
You're
fuck?
You're like brandishing a knife right now in front of our podcast.
It was sitting here. I don't know why. I could have been cutting boxes earlier, but
shit.
I just found it.
PR
I just started
boxes.
Licking
it's the one he stole from the car.
No, that was me.
Nice.
Yeah, and I said he.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, most embarrassing. You got anything?
Oh.
We can pick between 15.
Look at all of our old YouTube videos.
Yeah, I feel like they're all documented.
I drank a whole bottle of my own urine.
Shut the fuck up.
Twice.
Is that
not once?
I don't
twice.
Think, I like to Why? Me that's not embarrassing.
It's not no, but it's when that, no, but when your grandma watches the fucking video.
Yeah, but
I've never gagged so hard in my life.
I did it for $2,000
here. After watching.
Oh, that's better.
Him
that's better.
Drink a bottle of urine.
Do
Wait,
what
why
do?
For fun?
For $2,000.
Oh.
I wouldn't
whole
do
bottle.
It for $2,000.
Per bottle.
What's a
two
bottle?
Grand?
Like a water bottle.
A water like a full on like water bottle.
Yeah. But like per bottle $2,000 or one
Wait,
grand per
ew.
Bottle.
First one, you honestly, it wasn't that bad.
Really?
It was like,
yeah,
it's just
it
very
salty.
It's just salty.
How did your body then, what was the pee like?
Did your tooth just fly out?
I just spit on a chip. What was your pee like after you drank your own pee? Because you're
fucked up. I don't remember.
For science.
It probably filtered it again, and it's probably pretty clear.
I could tell you a recent experience, drunk experience, but it's like it was really embarrassing and really bad.
Yeah.
It's not the craziest, but like just like it just recently happened, so it's really bad.
Okay.
So I went to a party and got completely hammered. Whatever, it was my friend's house, and then I done boom blackout. That's it.
Oh, and so you are her.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm
her.
Okay. I told same birthday even.
Dude form.
Wow, this makes sense. Yeah, right? Okay.
I wake up in a Kia Soul. Outside of the house, like on the other side.
Of all cars, it was a Kia Soul.
The hamster.
Yeah, I wake up, I feel my pocket, nothing's in my pocket. I'm looking around, I'm like...
The hamster stole it.
I see my friend's house, I'm like, I'm 100% in a friend's car. I get up, I open the car door, I have lined up my keys and my phone and my hat and everything important in my life all on the curb. When I could have brought it in the car, I blocked it. I don't remember.
What?
I lined it up on the curb. So I looked at my phone. I'm like, this is the worst day of my life because everything.
Drunk Zane is more organized than sober.
I open. Right?
He thinks he's setting it on his kitchen counter and closing his back like bedroom door. He's just like.
that's probably what happened. Like I was just putting it on my dresser. So I was in the passenger seat. I open it. It was right on the curb on the side. And I was like, I can't believe, like everything was still there. Like nobody stole it. I grab everything. I look at the house and I'm like, I can't walk back in the house. I called my Uber and I went home.
Whose Kia Soul was it?
Well, I'm not there yet.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought the story was over.
I go home, I sleep, and then I wake up and I text him. I text my friend and I go, hey, who has a Kia Soul that lives at your house? And he goes, no one. Why?
Shut the fuck up.
And I was like, are you playing a joke with me? Like, nobody has a Kia Soul. He's like, Zane, nobody has a Kia Soul here. I was like, JC, I slept in a Kia Soul.
Wait, how recent
and he's
was
like,
this?
He's like,
pretty recent.
I don't know if it was him or someone else. It was somebody that lived in the house. And
I never heard this story.
And they were like, crazy. Zane, you're lying. There's no way you're sleeping in a random car on the street. I was like, you're fucking with me right now. It was somebody in the house like, Zane, nobody has a Kia Soul that lives here.
Was it and open? Like,
someone just left it unlocked.
Well, it's his old instincts, just opening up cars.
Coming back.
Yeah. Trying to find a place to sleep.
Your conscience.
Is there a pocket knife in there?
It's that a place to sleep. Thank you. Let me... Any more room at the end tonight, sir?
The objects on the curb weren't his. They were the stolen ones from the car.
Oh, my God.
I was sitting there. I woke up. It was probably like 8 in the morning. But I was sitting there. I'm like, imagine a family had to leave for work.
We're going to Disneyland.
And pack the car, guys.
A family of hamsters.
To this fucking day, I don't know whose car I slept in.
Really?
Yeah, it was somebody random. Like, somebody lived on the other side of the street, and they did not wake up yet. It's fucking insane.
But it was open. Like, it was open.
No, I didn't pick the fucking
I mean,
you could have. Here's the thing.
There was a slim Jim. Just.
No, it was 100% open. I probably thought it was a friend's car because it was right outside the house. So
here's
I was
the
like,
thing,
oh,
though.
100% somebody's.
No, you blacked out. You don't know.
Yeah, I know that.
No, you don't know.
No, I'm saying I know that I just do things. I'm not thinking
cuts
at
back
all.
To the night. Hey, sugar, $14. I got a Kia Soul. Here's
what
my
if
wallet.
It was like...
Zane goes, I'll give you everything. Here's my wallet, my keys, my phone.
Oh,
hey,
my God.
No one took anything?
That is weird.
Shit.
Everything was lined up. It was lined up. I'm not even fucking...
Did you are you like
home?
That at all?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
At
no. No.
That's
were
odd.
You freaked out?
There's times
like,
when maybe like where there's times where I'm drunk where I just get very specific with
Do
shit.
Do you have a
so
drunk
I may have
alter
that,
ego name?
Zane.
That's the meanest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's
that
more like that Zane.
It's Uncle Zane.
Yeah, it's like
Uncle Zane's a good one. Yeah.
Uncle Zane. Oh, yeah, Uncle Zane. That's But that happened like a few months ago. And
oh, shit.
You should go back and wait and
look
see who gets
the Kia
Soul.
Yeah.
Just like, I want to know who.
Whoa, good idea.
I wonder if they were like,
is this their current house?
Yeah.
Why don't we just go and see who owns it?
Yeah.
Oh, just ask
which house it's parked at.
But we should lie. Be like, hey, like, I just want to let you know, like, somebody was like checking out your car.
No,
like,
I think the doors are unlocked. I think they're unlocked.
I left my keys in your car.
That's a good. Just come up with like just a random story and tell them.
No, just be like, whoa, I really love your car. How do you like?
Is it for sale?
Like, yeah, is it for
but
sale?
But what if he's like. He goes back in time and just like starts looking
back
through every day in the past year.
We'll go.
Oh, we can do it.
We'll be like, here's cookies. We're new to the neighborhood.
We made cookies.
We saw the guy, made cookies, and then came back.
Yes.
Yeah. We're like, we're new to the neighborhood. By the way, love your Kia. You know, how do you like it? Well, that's perfect.
We have to know.
We should go check it out.
Good idea. Okay, next episode we're gonna come back and we're gonna show you who it was, picture, everything, name,
they'll be sitting on the couch.
All right, yeah, let's wrap it up. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching. That's it for the episode. Audio every single Monday.
Monday.
Video every single Tuesday. YouTube.com/ZaneAndHeath.
And I'm Zane.
And I'm Heath.
I'm Alicia.
Where can the people find you?
Hi guys.
Alicia 28 single.
We have a podcast called Pretty Basic. You can watch it on youtube.com/PrettyBasicPodcast, or we have our own channels, Mr. Emmy Ashton, Alicia Marie.
200,000 subscribers.
Yes, she has 200,000 subscribers. We're really excited for her. And she needs more, so go subscribe, please.
Private jet, PJ Life if you have 200K.
That's all I got.
Do you guys have a good time?
Yeah, so I feel like my stories weren't good enough. I think I need to live a little more.
They were great.
We had a lot of fun on this.
I'm sitting here wishing I had stories like you.
Really?
I love it. Can you tell us more about your
hit and run? Shit. Nah, I'm going to have to cut it out. I'll tell you after the podcast.
All right.
But we got our little Caitlin.
Go out, live more, come back. And we'll do this again.
That was great.
Y'all were great.
That was amazing.
Thank you so much.
Say bye.
Bye.
Bye bye, y'all.
Bye.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
The awkwardest byes. We do it every episode.
Bye.
Bye, guys.